Well, welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of the Mike Care Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, as today we're at Rogue Pub, 3070 Curry Ford Road in beautiful Orlando, Florida, as we are continuing our look at, starting our look at this particular series of craft beer bars. With me today is Tracy Chahoven, who's one of the owners here at Rogue Pub. And Tracy's pleasure and honor, and we're so glad that you opened your very nice pub here to us, and we're happy to promote it. And now we want to talk about special events, and I know that, you know, we've been talking off the air about all these taco nights. We've been talking about how you have rotating different theme macaroni and cheese, so why don't you tell us all about that?
Absolutely. So probably our most popular food event during the week that we do is our Wednesday night mac and cheese night, usually run simultaneously with our trivia night. And we do $5 mac and cheese every Wednesday starting about 6:30. And my kitchen manager, she comes up with a new recipe each week, which becomes a little hard to do after you've been doing so many. She likes to theme them to around whatever specific holiday might be around that time. Again, I think I mentioned before that during Oktoberfest, we did a beer brat mac and cheese. And during Mardi Gras, we might do something with a little bit of sausage or shrimp for more of like an andouille sausage gumbo mac and cheese. So she's really creative of what she does back there. And people will come here about an hour beforehand to make sure that they get their order. So that one's really fun. And I mean, again, who doesn't love macaroni and cheese? And I mean, there's just something about that comfort food that just appeals to everybody. So we do that on Wednesdays. We do a lot of, again, other beer dinners and things throughout the month. We don't necessarily do discounted food during the day, but we like to do themed events. When we do Oktoberfest, we had a whole month, a menu for the month with beer brats and, you know, different themed foods in that manner. But, you know, our food is, we do a lot with what we have back there. And I know I mentioned to you before, we did a taco event. We just participated in the Orlando Taco Week through Orlando Weekly. And we just won People's Choice for our taco that we did, which is a tall boy taco. And it was really kind of humbling because we don't do tacos necessarily. And to be People's Choice when you go up against a lot of other taco restaurants in town, that says something. And that was very, it was very humbling, and we were super grateful to all the people that voted for us. But as far as our weekly events, we do a lot of different things here. It's always kind of a joke with some of my customers, you know, when they come in, they're like, what you got going on tonight? We do a lot of different things, not just our, you know, sporting events that we show on TV as far as Orlando City Soccer or the football, the NFL Sunday Ticket, or any kind of baseball or any kind of sporting events that go on. We do a trivia night, which is a very popular night for us. Everybody loves trivia. Who doesn't love? I play trivia at bars throughout the week too. We have an open mic night that we do, which we've been doing for about 6 years, and we have some amazing people that come out and participate in that every week. And it's just amazing to me how much talent there is in this town, and, you know, how much undiscovered talent there is for that matter. And then we do wonderful little events with, an organization called Yay Maker. So we have a paint night here. We have a plant night. We host cooking classes once a month on Saturdays through Golden Apron. We do dart tournaments here. We do poker tournaments. So we have a lot going on, and we like to, you know, do different things that appeal to different people, because I like to do different events. Whatever, you know, whatever there's out there, I'll usually give it a try once. If it doesn't work, great, but if it works and people are really excited about it, then I get excited about it. And it's kind of fun. And we do live music too every weekend. Again, there's a lot of amazing musicians out there too, and we are lucky to have some really great ones that play for us throughout the month every Saturday. So yeah, we've always got something fun going on here, and, you know, we try to, you know, keep it exciting, because sometimes it becomes, I guess, how would you say this? We don't like to become stagnant. We always like to keep things changing and keep things moving, and, you know, keep things fun and fresh and exciting. So we do that through our events, and we have a lot of them. So we try to keep those posted too on our website and our Facebook page. So if you're ever wondering what we're doing, we've got that all up there for your information too.
Okay, and speaking of your website, people could check that out. And can you tell us your website address, please?
Yeah, absolutely. It's www.roquepuborlando.com. And we also have, again, our Instagram, which is roquepuborlando, at roquepuborlando, and also Facebook and Twitter as well. So, again, we try to stay pretty active on all of those sites. So if you're ever wondering what we're doing, you can just check those out, and you know, you can see all of our events and all of our weekly postings and new beers that come in. Also have our tap list up there too. So if you're ever wondering what's available on tap, you can check that out as well.
Okay, Tracy. And finally, I want to talk a little bit about where you're located. So it seems to me, are you like smack dab in between two airports in Orlando, kind of between the executive and the main one?
Or? Yeah, that's what's, I think, wonderful about this neighborhood. We're kind of close to everything. We're a few minutes, probably about 10 minutes from the Orlando International Airport, and about equidistant to the Orlando Executive Airport.
Yeah.
But we're also pretty close to downtown and all of the other little major hubs around here. And that's what I think makes this neighborhood amazing, is that we're so close to everything. So we're able to pull from all kinds of different areas. We actually get a lot of traffic from the airport. We're probably the closest pocket of small business and locally owned businesses here. So people that aren't necessarily looking for your restaurant row kind of, you know, corporate chains, we get a lot of those people that will come over here because they're just looking to get out of that little, I guess you could say, pocket of chains over there by the airport. So we do get a lot of traffic from that neighborhood as well. But this neighborhood has just exploded. When we moved in here, like I said, about 7.5 years ago, we were one of the few bars in this neighborhood, and it's been really exciting to see all the changes that have gone on. Again, we're now part of the Orlando Main Street program, which is the same entity that governs the Milk District and SoDo and downtown Orlando and Mills 50 and so forth. Thornton Park is also another one. We're now part of that community project. So again, this is Curry Ford West, which also includes the Hourglass District, which is also another blossoming and burgeoning little area about a mile down from us. So it's really becoming this amazing destination spot with bars and restaurants and nightlife and, you know, shopping and eating. So it's really been amazing to see that transition over the last few years. And I'm just really excited to see what happens in the next few, because it just brings more people to this neighborhood, and it makes it more of a destination place where people want to come and spend their evenings or their afternoons.
Okay, Tracy, we really appreciate your time in telling us all about Rogue Pub. We want to make clear that you've got 400 beers, and so how many of those are on tap again?
We have about 30 rotating taps.
Okay, rotating taps.
We have some that stay on pretty consistently, but most of those rotate, and then we have 400 bottled beers, which includes the ciders and, you know, other non-beer options as well. But yeah, a little something for everybody. But our can list kind of stays constant.
Okay.
And our draft list continues to change. So, but you can still come in and find the next seasonal, but still be able to get your favorite beer that you drink all the time, you know, as far as our bottle selection. So, you know, it does offer a nice balance, you know, having the old, but still being able to rotate in the new as well.
And Tracy, if I understand this correctly, the beer is just to enjoy here. I mean, you don't have any like carry out, or do you?
Oh no, actually, we do have a pack.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I'm glad I asked.
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. Yeah, we do. We do have a package license, so you can get some of our beers to go. Again, we don't offer the kind of price that, you know, a Total Wine or something would offer,
right.
Because we have a different particular way of doing things, but we do offer beer to go. We do have a package license, and we offer growlers as well. So within that package license, we can do draft beer to go. We have growlers here for purchase on site, and you know, you can fill them here and take them with you or bring your own. So we do have that option. So if you do come in and find that there's this beer here that you love that you can't get anywhere else, if we still have it, you can take it with you.
Okay, and one more Fido question, Tracy. What is High Noon? I mean, is that a beer? I'm looking at the sign right here.
Yes. Okay, so with this explosion of your hard seltzers like White Claw.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, you have your Trulies out there and all those. I mean, it's just, it's a trend that I feel is just exploded. And it's not going anywhere anytime soon. So you have High Noon, which has come out as more of a... it's more of a vodka-based malt beverage, but it is still in that seltzer category. Okay. And, you know, they're just that probably, I think, in my opinion, I think they're fantastic. You know, if you're just looking for something, if you're in the market for, you know, a seltzer, they're just good. They're, you know, all natural fruit-based little malt beverages. And, you know, with that White Claw shortage out there is what they say is, you know, on. It's kind of a, probably maybe a second alternative. But it is just a hard seltzer, and we sell them here because, again, we try to... have a little bit of something, and you can't really resist the seltzer trend these days. If you are resisting it, you're just missing, you're missing a whole market of people. So,
okay, Tracy, any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention here?
No, well, I just want to thank you for coming and talking
sure.
to us today, and you know, Happy. Getting to know our business, and
yeah.
I appreciate that. And again, if you know people are looking for more information, you can check us out online at our website, again, roguepuborlando.com, and you know, come check us out or come visit us during one of our events, and we'd love to have you.
Okay, thanks so much, Tracy. My guest has been Tracy Chahovin, one of the owners here at Rogue Pub, as we are starting our look at craft beer bars. And we are here at Rogue Pub, 3070 Curry Ford Road in beautiful Orlando, Florida. You are listening to the Mike Caro Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz. And please catch us again next time.
You've been listening to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Caro, the podcast for Central Floridians who want to be in the know what's happening in Orange, Lake, Osceola, and Seminole counties. Sponsored by the Central Florida Home Brewers, the premier craft and homebrew club. Learn to brew beer, kombucha, mead, and make wine by visiting www.cfhb.org. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you back here next week.